Our film critic Stephen Schiff is on vacation for the next couple of weeks, so we've invited guest critic Michael Schrago to join us. He has a review of the new Norman Mailer movie, Tough Guys Don't Dance. It stars Ryan O'Neill and Isabella Rossellini. Mailer adapted the screenplay from his 1984 thriller.
Now, what happened with you and the woman? I don't remember. If Pangborn killed himself, somebody drove the vehicle afterward. The blood on the floor of the trunk coagulated with a ripple. Go back to your night with Jessica and Lonnie. Did you bang her? I may have.
Every year brings a new variation of that wretched and peculiar kind of movie, the macho camp film. In 1986, it was the rivetingly awful Runaway Train. In 1987, it's the turgidly awful Tough Guys Don't Dance, written and directed by Norman Mailer. Both were produced by Canon Films. If producers Menachem Golan and Yoram Globus don't have any cash left in their coffers, they do have lead in their cannon. These movies are supposed to offer things that typical camp does not: visceral mixtures of beer-soaked platitudes and gory action. In Tough Guys, the hero, Tim Madden, played by Ryan O'Neill, is a writer living in Provincetown. He hasn't written much lately. What's worse, someone seems to be trying to pin a couple of murders on him. Luckily, his father, Dougie, a grizzled ex-bartender, comes around and helps him analyze the corpses.
The one who's not your wife?
Jessica.
Machete. One big stroke. She was dead already. 22 hollow tip fired into her mouth.
And Patty?
Probably a bullet in the heart. And somebody used a knife to sever the head. There were no other marks on her head.
Just stop repeating that word.
What, head?
Yeah, it gets to me.
Well, there's no substitute.
Use their names.
Hey, you're as sensitive as your mother. May she rest in peace.
Macho camp movies are just as over the top in their blood and guts form of heterosexuality as normal camp movies are in their sexual ambivalence. They have their own blend of sadomasochism and hysteria. They insist too much on their own masculinity. Their heroes have to prove their manhood by taking hideous punishment, often in the form of verbal blasts from their ex-girlfriends. The stiltedness of this movie isn't the usual stiltedness. It isn't a matter of halting, stammering actors or stretches of non-action. Mailer fills the screen with sex, a seance, killings, headless corpses and the missing heads, cocaine, and, in the big disgusto moment, a corpse winched up from a garbage can. He's even hired real actors. The most amusing are Lawrence Tierney as Dougie and John Bedford Lloyd as Tim's former Exeter classmate. Maybe their performances work because they hover around the plot until the end, and their lines are meant to be funny. Despite all the explicit action, the movie rests stillborn somewhere inside Norman Mailer's brain, a location I think would be perfect for a future Doonesbury comic strip.
Michael Schrago is movie critic for the San Francisco Examiner.